Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about exciting job availabilities in the water industry. Hello, I'm Amy Myers, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with Amy McLeod, Section Chair for the American Water Works Association. So, Amy, water utilities are, of course, a huge importance in our communities. What exactly is a water utility?
A water utility is a company or a city or a town that provides safe drinking water to their public. They play a hugely important role in the protection of public health by providing that clean, safe drinking water.
So when it comes to the daily role of this water utility, what does that look like? And what is the role in providing this safe drinking water?
So depending on the source water that they're working with, they will have to remove, you know, the impurities in that source water, whether it's iron, manganese, hydrogen sulfide that gives it a yucky smell, or it could be pathogenic bacteria. All water systems are required to have a certified water operator on staff at their utility that's in charge of keeping all that out and making sure that the water is safe to drink from the water plant all the way through the distribution to their tap.
And there are some really great career opportunities available with the anticipated retirements at this time of folks that are currently in this business. What do these career opportunities involve? I understand it's something a lot of folks might be interested in pursuing.
Well, it's a job that never goes away. Everyone relies on having clean, safe drinking water every time they turn on the tap, when they're ready to take a shower, cook their supper at night. So those operators are in high demand. They come take a course, pass a test. They'll have some hands-on work with a currently certified water operator, and then they're required to take over that role. Daily checks of the water quality and making sure that their treatment process is doing what it's designed to do.
Do these jobs require any type of special education or degrees or anything like that?
You're not required to have a college education to become a certified water operator. Here in Mississippi, if you just come to one of our short course classes, it's 4 days of class, an exam on Friday, and once you pass the exam, you're required to have some hands-on experience with a water system. Now, you can go out and get a job with your local utility ahead of time and gain your experience before you pass the exam. Your experience will count before or after you pass that all-important test.
Okay, and these are very well-paying jobs, and they offer benefits, fringe benefits, and other benefits as well, right?
Right. It's not uncommon for a water operator that has passed a certification exam to make $50,000 to $60,000 a year. Great benefits, health insurance, vacation time, sick leave, and a retirement package all kind of seal that up with your package.
So you mentioned something about classes and the information that'll be presented in these classes. What does that involve? Are these courses hands-on, or is it a lot of lecture-based information?
It is classroom-based, and the math and chemistry section varies based on the classification of the water system, starting with the D-class system, which is a basic chlorinate, you know, disinfection-style system, all the way up to a Class A, which is surface water treatment, which is more advanced, so the class will be a little more advanced.
Okay, but these aren't super complicated chemistry courses that you would take if you were wanting to be like a doctor or something.
Oh, no. Oh, no. It all revolves around water treatment and trying to break down the water that you have that comes out of the ground and how you want to make it safe for your public to drink.
Okay, so if we have any questions maybe about our public water or about even applying for one of these jobs, what should we do?
First, reach out to your local utility. They're the ones that are there day in and day out treating your water and making it safe for you to drink. And often you may not know that they've got a position open. So we encourage you to first go to your local utility to get more information.
And we can also go to the American Water Works Association website, which is awwa.org. Is that correct?
That's right.
Today we've been speaking with Amy McLeod, Section Chair for American Water Works Association. I'm Amy Myers, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.